ABC Radio Australia.
We head to Fiji, where the Minister for Home Affairs says the decision to remove Fijian Colonel Benyoni Naliva from his position as Deputy Commander of the Australian Army's 7th Brigade is a matter for the Australian Government. Colonel Naliva's prestigious secondment came under scrutiny in February after the Australian newspaper highlighted historical allegations of torture against him in Fiji. Minister Pio Digonduadua says Colonel Naliva will now be posted to the Australian Defence College, where her work on Pacific-related research projects. Also says anyone with allegations against the senior soldier should take them to the police for investigation. Here is Mr. Tikotuntua speaking to our Fiji reporter Lide Movono, who begins by asking him if he is pleased with Colonel Naliva's removal.
There is nothing about being pleased about anything. It's the decision of the Australian government, and it's there. You know, they have posted him to the Australian Defence College. That's the decision they have reached, okay?
When the issue first came to light, there was some allegation that the Fijian government wasn't happy because there's no police report or ongoing investigations into Colonel Naliva. What is your position now? What is the government's position?
There is got nothing to do with Fijian government being happy with anything. You know, this thing was raised in Australia. I've already made my point. If anyone's got anything against, they'll go to the local police. Tell them about anything of your concern. In Australia, the system is different. They are reacting to it in a different way. That's what they have done, and we respect the decision of the Australian government. So Ben is still in Australia doing a job that was other than what he was being posted there initially to do.
So given his background, do you think it was a mistake for him to have been sent on this posting to Australia in the first place?
Ben has not been alleged anything. He's just a military officer, you know. People are throwing all these kind of things. And, you know, alleging, it's like someone posting something on Facebook. So I go back to my point. Go to the police and report it.
So in the 16 years that Fiji First was in power, you know that the police was not an institution that people felt safe to make reports to or to make complaints to. Do you think that's a fair remark to make?
This is not the police. This is not the police of the Fiji First government. It is the police that, you know, it's now today, and whose job is to follow the law, report to the law, okay? It's there. You go to it and report it. And when that happens, then, you know, the course of the law is going to take place.